This summer, as the world watches the pitch, Raising Cane's is serving up the best matches all tournament long, like chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Goal!
No matter who you're rooting for this summer, kick it with Cane's for the games. One love.
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's. Kick it with Cane's all tournament long for the World Cup. Raising Cane's and USA soccer legend Landon Donovan have partnered up to serve fans cooked-to-order chicken fingers, fries, Texas toast, and the true MVP, cane sauce.
Oh, God.
Whether it's kickoff, halftime, or post-game, you can't go wrong with Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Sounds great.
You told me there's a camp today over at
the
stadium?
Yeah, there's a specialist camp today at Nebraska. So that's, you know, Brett Maher, Nick Humphrey operating that, leading that charge. I don't suspect there's going to be big names over there because I don't expect there to be any offers made because why? Nebraska's got young kickers, young specialists. But it's going on as the camp season continues. Now, I believe that's the last one for the week. There's a kind of a lull in the schedule.
Oh, so it's not completely unbearable this month for you?
No, this week is very bearable.
I'm glad to hear that.
In fact, today, I wouldn't voice this to Sean, but might just take off for the lake today. Might do it. Just get on the Hawk and point it east and have a day.
Do you go in the lake or just kind of chill the side?
That's a good question.
What's your lake mannerisms?
I don't know if I'll actually go into the Manawa Lake.
Go ahead
lake,
and say, yeah. We know where it's at.
But I it might head
is that a popular lake or not? People go to the Manawa? Lake Manawa?
It's a semi-popular.
I have never been.
You should just, you know what you and Elizabeth could do sometime? Just
go to
out
lake
of
Manawa?
Curiosity, just drive into Manawa and check it out. Just see what you think. Then drive around the lake and see what you think. Check out the city. So there's not really a city proper there. There's not a main street. But you could drive in there and see what you think.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Just drive around the lake.
I don't foresee that happening.
Why? Just take an excursion.
Is that an hour drive?
Take Memorial
to
Bridge.
Manawa?
Go to L Street. And then take L Street all the way to Memorial Bridge and go over it.
I'll tell you what, I'll report back whenever that happens, and you might be waiting for a while.
I don't foresee you doing it. But
I don't see that happening.
It might be a good Sunday excursion, you know, if you guys are bored. Just see something new.
Okay.
Kerry Colhorn would maybe do it.
Think so? That's close to him.
Yeah, it is kind of. Colhorn, by the way, was in town this.
I know, he told me. I said I was at a wedding. He did tell me that.
He wants somebody to come and watch the games he coaches.
I know. We want to see him in the action.
Yeah, at Kinetic.
He did tell me. He's like, oh, once again, you're not around. I said, listen, man, I would love to.
It's kind of a tough ask.
We love Kerry. He's a friend of the show.
Right. He's a big friend, period. And his boy's playing for him. He coaches. Kerry coaches. Kerry's an interesting figure.
I've been to Kerry's house before.
See, I haven't done that.
In Neola.
No, see,
he's from Minden, but he lives in Neola.
This is a sports discussion. It's fascinating. You know, he was the all-time three-point shot leader at Nebraska. But if he walked in virtually any business in Lincoln, nobody'd know who he is.
Correct.
I mean, partly because he's about 6 foot.
He's just an
average white guy. Yeah, I said he'd say the same thing. And those guys, like, the players didn't even know him. You know,
that's sad.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Double C of the all-time 3-point
leader.
Well,
and he told me when he walks into PBA, nobody recognizes him. And he's the best. He's one of the jersey. He's one of the top 5 shooters to ever play in the program, right?
Top 2, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I was safe to say top 5. I mean, He was the all-time three-point leader before Price Sanford topped
him. He was at a time when Nebraska just wasn't very good.
Season three-point shot leader.
Yes.
Yeah. And, they weren't that good, but my memories of Cohorn were, oh, my God, that guy's good. That's my memory.
Also
of him.
Very, very, very good golfer, too.
Is he?
Elite golfer.
Is he elite?
Elite.
God dang, I'm not surprised. Because I think how skilled he was.
He holds a couple course records around Iowa.
Is that right? Think how skilled he was shooting the ball. I mean, he was an incredible shooter.
Yes, he was. Same skill on the golf course. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.